You're listening to SBS News.
After a 2019 parliamentary report, the hate crimes inquiry was launched on Wednesday before Justice John Saka. The first public hearing discussed an unsavoury culture of gay hate crime in the 1980s. The inquiry is also covering unsolved suspected hate crime deaths between the 1970s and 2010. Peter Russell, the brother of murdered man John Russell, says this could be his family's last chance to find answers about the death 33 years ago.
He was identifying as gay at the time and he had everything to live for. He was about to move to Wollombi up in the Hunter Valley with Dad. And Dad came down to pick him up the morning to pick him up to take all his stuff up to move up to the Hunter Valley, and he missed him by about 6 hours.
Mr. Russell is urging any member of the public who knows any information about his brother's killing to present it to the commission. Senior counsel assisting Peter Gray says justice in many of these cases has been delayed and a long time coming.
First, the special commission is only to inquire into and report on deaths, not on crimes such as assaults and bashings which did not result in death. That is consistent with and follows the recommendation which was made by the Parliamentary Committee. However, that does not by any means have the effect that non-fatal attacks will necessarily be excluded from the inquiry's consideration.
Mr. Gray says the community response and institutional reactions to many of these deaths was lacklustre.
These lives of every one of these people mattered. They mattered to them, to their loved ones, and ultimately to all of us. And their deaths matter.
The inquiry heard that police say before 1990 there was hostility between the LGBTIQ+ community and the force. Homosexual conduct was decriminalised in 1984 in New South Wales after South Australia became the first jurisdiction to make the same move. Historian Gary Wotherspoon has told ABC this inquiry could be a world first and that progress is happening.
Look, I think we've moved a long way since the decriminalisation in 1984, and the police are getting a lot more training now in dealing with minorities, racial minorities, ethnic minorities and things like that. So I think it should be much better in the future for queer people.
He says the dark parts of Sydney's history need to be explored. In 1989, King's Cross man John Hughes was murdered in his own apartment, and the killing of the 45-year-old is one of about 20 unsolved deaths from the time. A suspect was charged but later acquitted and has since died. Former New South Wales Police Detective Duncan McNabb says it's the first step towards justice.
I'd love to see people in the dock for hate crimes. Some of them are about 40-odd years old, but these people who are responsible probably now in their late 50s, early 60s, they've been walking around still. It's time they were arrested and prosecuted, and hopefully this commission will lead to that.
The commission has investigative powers and it's due to deliver its report in June 2023. For 24-hour crisis support and suicide prevention, call Lifeline on 13114. For Australia-wide LGBTIQ+ peer support, call QLife on 1800 184 527. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.